Well, my guest this evening is a man who's looking ahead to what will be his seventh season in charge at Finn Harps, Ollie Horgan. You're now the longest serving manager in the League of Ireland. Does it get any easier?
Not really, Dermot, no. No point in pretending it does. It's probably gets more difficult, if anything, and probably that's the way it'll continue for whatever length of time that's left in it.
Yeah. 2 weeks out from the start of the new season then, Harps kick off their Premier Division programme with a home match against Sligo Rovers. Preparations, I would imagine, beginning to move up a gear, Ollie?
Yeah, although the two friendly games we've played, we'd need to move up a gear with maybe the results. You know, maybe any performance against Galway and Sligo wasn't good enough on Tuesday, Dermot. But, you know, it's 3 weeks this Friday when we play Sligo, and we're hoping that we haven't peaked too early, because certainly we haven't done that as of yet. But yeah. No, it'll be a long year. Please God, we can stay in the hunt or the fight, at probably the latter end of the table. And, you know, I don't think it'll get any easier. And last year certainly wasn't easy, but ended up, you know, with probably a very successful year on the basis that we survived.
All right. Well, 2 weeks, I said. So it's 3 weeks. I'm getting a week ahead of myself. But yeah. You've already had these friendly games this week, Ollie, Galway United and Derry City. You're opening two pre-season friendlies. The results hardly matter, but how useful were those games for you?
Yeah, we've learned a lot of lads in on trial, Dermot. You know, we've lost 11 players. We need to replace them. Very, very difficult to replace them. Any of them, you know, of the lads that left. We have got in probably 6-7 lads, you know, of good quality. If we could have kept what we had and added that quality, yeah, then we might have been able to kick on a little bit. But we have a hell of a lot of work to do, both myself and Paul Hegarty, between now and that Sligo game, to try and get in a panel. And that's really the purpose of the two games on Tuesday and on Wednesday last night in the Brandywell. Although, you know, the results were poor, yep. And of course, we tried to win both of those games, Dermot. But we got a lot of lads' game time under their belt, which is probably the main positive we took out of the league.
Yeah. I think the feeling among supporters, Ollie, is that the signings that you have made, all pretty good, all pretty impressive.
They are, yeah. Yeah, and this, you know, to be fair to them, they're good lads on top of it. It's just the difficulty of having lost, I won't say a full team, but we lost 11 lads that would have started through us, you know, through the 2019 season. All lads that would have played a hell of a lot of games, not just here and there, you know, and that's very difficult to replace. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We've got halfway there. But the next two, you know, next 3.5 weeks will probably tell a story of where we're going to finish in this league, Jordan.
And the latest addition then to your squad, Kosovar Siddiqui from Hibs, a strapping centre. Have he featured last night for you?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he featured last night. He featured a little bit against Galway and Sligo on Tuesday. Yeah, he's a young lad. He's a little bit to learn, but he's a good kid and needs game time, and to be fair to Hibs, you know, we came to an agreement that he would come out and play with us, and I think it'd be a big addition, without doubt. You know, he's a bit to learn, a bit to go, without doubt. He's not that experienced. We lost, you know, a lot of experience at the back with the likes of Keith, the likes of, you know, Harry, you know, even Jacob Borg, who would have played in the back three or back five or back four, whatever it might be. This lad is a kid. But he's a bit about him, and we're hoping he'll do well. But it'll take time, Jeremy.
A lot of changes, Ollie. Players going and new players coming in, but a striker remains a priority.
Yeah, we lost, obviously, Mikey Place went to Galway, Rath retired, Nathan Boyle immigrated to Australia. So your top three effectively are gone and have moved on for the varying reasons that I just gave there. We need to replace them. At the moment, Jamie Brown from the 19s is the only out-and-out striker that is signed. There's a few lads like of Carlos Sullivan that could play up there. It's not their main position. The likes of Eddie Lapp could play up there, but it's not their out-and-out position, to put it that way, too. So that area of the pitch, we've had lads in on trial, and we'll have more in on trial, and we need to try and come up with something to, you know, it's we didn't score last night. We got beaten 3-0. We got beaten 2-0 on Tuesday. We didn't score neither. So it goes without saying, we need to try and get something in the next 3.5 weeks to try and score goals, which probably was a difficulty last year, except with the standard of this league going up, the fact that Shelburne are up, we need to come up with something the next couple of weeks, but we'll keep going.
Yeah.
And we'll keep trying, and we'll keep travelling both myself and Paul to try and rectify that. Like,
and it is key to get somebody in, isn't it, Ollie? Because I mean, all the teams in the Premier Division, they have recognised strikers, and you know, they're household names. What makes it so difficult to attract a forward like that?
Well, obviously financially, you know, and to be fair to you know, to the board with the new additions on the board, you know, they've Trevor Garden has launched his 500 club, which you know, we're hoping that will be a success, and he launched it two weeks ago, and you know, we're hoping that that can kick us on and maybe give us a carrot or some way to try and attract a centre forward in. I mean, they don't come cheap. They come with a price tag, and you know, it's difficult. We're not the only ones in that situation. It's not for the lack of trying. We've watched a lot of centre forwards both home and abroad, and we've taken a number of them in, and you know, we'll keep going. You know, it won't be for lack of trying, Dermot, but it's a difficult position in any club to solve, and in particular with us.
Right, UCD then on Friday night, the next pre-season friendly on what's been a busy week.
That game at, Ollie? Yeah, that game was originally scheduled for Belfield on Friday night because of the referee seminar that to be fair to UCD, they were only informed about it on Monday. That's been put back to Sunday at 3 o'clock in UCD.
Okay.
Of no fault of their own. It was a communication problem that there's always a referee seminar. But we weren't informed of what weekend it was. We presumed it was a weekend later. Mm. But it's this weekend, and there's no games can be played or refereed by on Friday, Saturday, and up to 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we're playing up in UCD at 3 o'clock on Sunday, Germany.
Okay, so there's always, nothing's ever straightforward.
No, but it's still a great game to get, and they'll be fighting for promotion, and it'll be a great test for us up there in particular.
Right. So what happens after that, Ian Ollie? What way does the run into the season work for you? More games and
yeah. You kind of play it by ear. You know, we weren't happy with the last two games that we played. We're happy enough with the game time under the belt with a lot of players. Some of them need more game time and are well off, you know, where they should be, and we'll probably take in a couple of more games between that. Now, we have a game in Longford on Saturday, I think it's the 1st of February, and we have a game in Athlone the following Saturday, both away from home.
Okay.
But we might take in one or two games along that way to get people game time, because we're well off it, and whatever chance we have, we need to be up and running when we play Sligo on the 14th of February.
Okay. Ollie, listen, it's great having you in studio. I'm sure we'll be talking to you between now and the game against Sligo Rovers. But for now, thanks very much for coming.
You're welcome, Dermot. Take care.